So welcome, Al, to the call.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I wasn't in Portugal, but I was having a good time in my living room, living that moment. For those who are wondering what is Lydia talking about, I think it was the finals of the European, soccer, matches, and Portugal won for the first time in the history of the game, so that was exciting.
Well, congratulations. I thought about you yesterday afternoon.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, it's so good to be on a call, and for all of you that are on, just want to say happy Monday. And certainly we have Mary Jo on our thoughts and prayers as well, as she's out there being a force for good in the world, which is very very exciting to know that we have such a leader who's got that kind of a heart. And Lydia, I was glad that she had her passport this time.
She did.
She did. She made it all the way through. So that's excellent. So that's really good. Well, good morning, and there's so much to talk about, but I'm going to focus on a couple of things, and I may have shared some of these numbers before, but, when I think of motivation in our industry, and I guess for all of you who are on this call this morning, these calls are always an opportunity to really strengthen your conviction about what you're doing, and really to motivate you to go out and do more of the things that helps you to achieve the goals and the dreams that you have as it relates to Manatech. And for me, whenever I discuss motivation, I think of it in terms of two things. If it was an equation, the equation would say something like needs times beliefs equals motivation. The needs are definitely our dreams, the things that things that flip our switch kind of. The things that turn us on, things that give us a sense of significance and purpose and so on. So those things are the driving force, definitely, for getting out of our comfort zone and going into doing the things that we're not comfortable doing, because we have a greater purpose, and because of we have this burning desire, as Napoleon Hill would call it. Because usually that burning desire will push us out of that comfort zone and get us to do the things that we need to do to achieve it. So that's the one side of the equation. And the other side of the equation, the multiplier, is our beliefs. And because if we do not believe that this mechanism, which you could call it Manatech, you could call it direct sales, you could call it network marketing. If we do not believe that this mechanism will get us to those dreams, then it's very likely we're not going to take action. Or if we take action, it's not going to be intense action. It's going to be occasional, and it's going to be just random in some ways. But in order for this action to be something that is really systematic, and that every morning, every day, we know that we're going to be doing certain things, it's because these beliefs exist. And I would break down those beliefs into number one, the belief in the industry, which is in our case we are involved in a direct selling industry, or as we would call it today, the social selling industry. And we would need to believe that social selling is a legitimate business model, and that it's a relevant business model. I'll spend a little bit of time on that, because it's very important that as well as we think in terms of a long-term plan. And Manatech is a long-term plan. You know, we talk about it in terms of a 2 to 5 year plan. For some of us, it's been a 5 to 10 year plan. For others, it's been a 10 to 20 year plan. So we have to believe that what we're doing is still relevant today as it was 10 years ago or maybe 20 years ago when we got involved. Is this model a model of the future, or is this a model of the past? And is this the next blockbuster? Is this the next business that's really going to be in decline and eventually disappear? Or is this a business that is just about ready to take off? And depending on how we believe these things, it will impact greatly the level of intensity that we put into our action. So that's then the belief in the industry, and I'll be coming back to this in a minute. The other belief is about more specifically Manatech as a company in this industry. So if we believe that our industry is a growing industry and it's a relevant industry and so on, then the next question we got to ask ourselves is Manatech the company within this industry that is still has a lot of, blue ocean? Do we still have a lot of room to grow? Are we a company that is in that growth curve, or are we the company in that space that is really going backwards? Depending on, what our belief is about those things, it would also impact greatly the amount of effort, the intensity, the sense of urgency that we have about our activity. Because, I just heard Lydia talking about, the whole Eric Worre, boot camp idea, which is, by the way, a great idea. But in many ways, what we learn when we are, listening to Eric Worre is, this thing about, the timing and the sense of urgency and the compressing time, the 90-day blitz and all those things. But all these things, which, are more intense than this casual type of a random activity in Manatech, is really anchored in the belief that Manatech is the company, the story, has a story in this industry, and it's a story we want to go out and tell, and we want to go tell it now. Okay, so that's the second belief. Our third belief is really on a team. How do we feel about our team? So in this case, for all of you who are involved in this conference call, this is the team. You're part of the Mary Jo Hilliker team. Or you're part of some other leaders team, and because I don't know everybody who's on a call, I'm not even going to try to venture. You could be in a Kramer team, you could be in a Culhane team, you could be on so many different teams. How do you feel about your team? You feel that you're on the right team, and again, if you're on this call, I can tell you you're on the right team, because somebody is being proactive enough to actually create this environment for people to learn, for people to get motivated, for people to get inspired. That's part of the team. You're part of the Tuesday team here at Coppel. You're on the calls or on the broadcast. So you're part of a team. And how do you feel about the team? And your belief about the team. Do you believe that this is a team that can help you achieve your dreams? And then the last belief is a belief in you. Which is the whole process, that whole personal growth process that one must go through in order to become that person that you want to attract into your business, to become that person that can overcome to become and all those things. So four beliefs. Today I'm going to really focus on two of them mostly, and that's... I want to talk a bit more about the industry, and then I want to talk about Manatech and how it fits into some of the things that are going on. A few weeks back, I was at a direct selling association meeting, And they shared some numbers with us, some very interesting numbers in terms of what's going on in the industry. And it's interesting, and as I've shared these numbers in other countries, by the way, as I traveled through Asia last week, and then this past weekend in Mexico, I like to share these numbers with people because even though they're U.S. numbers, because U.S. is the most mature market in direct sales or social selling in the world. And usually, you know, we're very much of a litmus test of the industry because, you know, people kind of always look back at the U.S. and say, well, so what's going on here? And the tendency would be to think that a market this mature would be more kind of like stagnant, and we would expect other markets like China and some of the newer emerging markets to be the markets where there's a lot of growth. But as we look at the U.S. numbers were very interesting in 2015, because if you look at, you know, number one, the sales number in the U.S., well, our growth was almost 5% in total sales. And you say, well, that doesn't sound like a lot. Well, if you compare that to the growth of our the GDP growth, the gross, you know, domestic product growth over the same period, it was 3.57%. So we're growing ahead of the GDP. So direct selling is on a growth spurt, while the rest of the businesses, the conventional business model of retail and other things, in a decline. We are probably the generation that will see the end of retail as we know it. I mean, this whole concept that we've gone through over the last, you know, I don't know how many years, but from, you know, Main Street to the mall and then the mega mall and so on. Well, what we're seeing right now is we're seeing that most malls today are in trouble. A lot of the big, you know, mall, you know, managing companies are going bankrupt. We're seeing retail as we know it disappearing as a channel of distribution while it's being replaced by, what they're calling omni-channel in some ways, or what we're seeing right now is the Amazonification of everything. So that means that we're seeing a lot of business going the way of e-commerce and the way of companies like Amazon. And if you were looking at that growth curve of Amazon over the last 15 years, it's amazingly impressive. You know, it's been just a shooting through the, you know, through the moon. And then I'm sure there's going to be other companies that will show up in a space that, you know, like Amazon. But that is where the world is going. It's more of a e-commerce type of a model. We're going to be, you know, shopping more from our cell phone, from our computers, you know, and then we're going to be from a store. Now, most stores are being converted into, you know, this hybrid, this omni-channel, this what they're calling a brand experience, more than it is really a place where you go and actually pick up a product and take it home. So the notion of shopping as we know it today is changing, and then with virtual reality as that technology is exploding, you're going to be able to have that shopping experience literally, you know, wearing some kind of some kind of glasses or gargles or something, and you'd be able to have a 360-degree shopping experience and buy things still on the computer, but it's going to feel like you are actually shopping. So there's so much going on in that world that says that world is disappearing, that the world is changing in that way. And then you got to think in terms of, well, how does direct sales fit into that? Well, number one, I mean, we are basically an e-commerce model. I mean, people who do business with us, if I go back to my 35 years in the industry, 35 years ago, I definitely was very much in touch with my customer, and I picked up my products from my upline, and then you know my downline picked up their products from me, and I delivered my products, I delivered products to my customers, and so on. So, that's gone. I mean, now, we barely touch anything outside the products that we use for ourselves. The rest of it is just happening through the e-commerce model and through through a website, and all the logistics set up and everything, the banking, the logistics, everything is set up so that we never touch anything, which is great. So we are an e-commerce model, but how are we going to fare against other e-commerce models? Well, there's another movement that's going on about the same time as the whole Amazonification of everything, is also that the new customer needs a personalized, we need a personalized customer experience. And as I look in the direct sales space, actually, we're seeing a lot of companies who sell regular items, but what they've done is they've found ways to add a level of personalization. They monogram things. So, there's a company that does really well, and all they do is they sell all kinds of things. They have nothing proprietary, but they monogram it. They message it so that it becomes a little bit more personal. And that has done really well. So we're seeing all of that happening. And so I would say that our direct selling, social selling channel is doing quite well and will continue to do quite well. Because this is the other element of what we have, is that, if you go on any site, if you're going to buy anything from an e-commerce site today, you will always look at what the recommendations are, what the experience of other people have been. So, how many stars does that website have that you're going to do business with? Or how many recommendation has been on some of those products? Well, this is where our high-tech / high-touch model comes into play. We are the high-touch. People want to learn, they want to take suggestion from who they feel is an expert in a certain field. And all of us, here we are really basically, subject matter expert. In our case, it'd be nutrition, wellness, weight loss, fat loss, skin care. So there is a lot of that, element that comes into play, which makes our channel very, very relevant in today's world. So yes, the direct selling, social selling channel is a channel that is barely in its infancy. We're going to see hundreds of billions of dollars being moved through this channel, and it's already doing about $250 billion. In the U.S., it does almost $40 billion, but it is just a scratch and a scratch. I think we still have so much more room, and we become the people who direct traffic to these websites. And we have one other element that doesn't exist with Amazon, eBay, and others, which is the fact that we also get paid for driving that traffic, which is pretty exciting. All of us love Amazon, but very few of us have ever gotten a check from Amazon. Now, can that change? Will that change? Possibly. I don't know. I think they might wake up one day and figure out that that's a smart thing to do. But in the meantime, what we have is we have created this skill. You have the skill, the connector skill of bringing people and through your personalized service to these people to bring them through a shopping experience because you have the right information, because you provide the right education, and all those things are still very relevant because it's hard to learn BCI in a website. But it's easier when somebody sits you down for 5 minutes and explains it to you and you go, oh, I get that. So in terms of an industry, we are a very relevant industry. So in terms of numbers, if you look at our numbers, we grew almost 5% in sales. But the other number that was very exciting was there's 11% more people involved in direct sales today, in 2015, than it was in 2014. If you look at the last 3 years of growth in terms of numbers of people involved in the industry, it's staggering. I mean, you would think a market like the U.S. would have been saturated by now, and yet we have the highest percentage of growth of people who are joining our business than we have ever seen in the last 10, 15 years. Well, why is that? Well, simple. I call it the Uber syndrome. Think about Uber, and I'm sure all of us have used the service, you know, at some point in time. It's becoming very popular. And we think that Uber is about technology. It's the congruence of the GPS technology and the cellular technology coming together to create a disruptive force in the taxi industry. Well, for me, when I think of Uber, I believe that the one thing that drives Uber, that's driven Uber to...
Al, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me? Lydia, can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear.
Oh, can you hear me? Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So when I think of the Uber concept, what drives the Uber concept is that there is now thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people who are willing to drive a taxi for a living. And there's nothing wrong with driving a taxi for a living, but it really is less about driving a taxi. It's more about it's people who want to control their time. They want to control how they make their money. They want to have the independence. They want to be free and independent and do what they like and have the social contacts. That's what drives Uber more than anything else. And for me, what Manatech is truly the same kind of an opportunity. It's giving people an opportunity for freedom and independence and being able to have that social connection with other people as well. So one of the things that is happening is they're calling it the permanent moonlighters. We're talking it a contractor economy. We're calling it a fourth industrial revolution, which is a world without jobs. All the things that you've been hearing about how robots are going to replace people, how 2 billion jobs are going to disappear. Folks, that is not science fiction anymore. That is happening as we speak. And you're seeing that reflected on the numbers as it applies to direct selling. And for me, that's a very exciting thing for our industry, and it's a very exciting thing for Manatech. The third number that I want to share with you has to do with what category of business is grown the most over the last last year, and it's a category of wellness. Wellness is grown way over any other category. It's the largest category, and it's the one that's been growing the most. So when we look at things like personal care, home and family, home durables, and those type of things, those categories seems to be in a decline. But wellness is in an upswing like no other category, which speaks well for whom? For Manatech, because we are in what? We are in the wellness business, and wellness as we know it will continue to be a major growth driver of all other businesses, not just the direct selling industry, but we all know it as being the next trillion and multi-trillion dollar industry, and our piece of it in the direct sales industry is quite big, because again, people like to buy from an expert in that field, and all of us are being trained to be those experts in those categories. So wellness is 35.5% of all the direct sales in the U.S. The closest to it is 29%. 21% is services, which we've seen, you know, things like electricity, gas, and other things, at least for now, as their deregulation is going on, is on an increase. But we see things like home and family care, home durables as going down. We see clothing and accessories as going down. Personal care is barely going up, but wellness is in a real upswing over the last 5 years. So, again, when we think in terms of the industry, we think in terms of Manatech and how we fit in that, I think there's some very exciting things for us to look forward to. Now, in talking about Manatech specifically, what I've experienced over the last couple of months now, traveling, actually I would say since Manifest, since April, as we've been on the road, I've been to 20-some cities, both domestically and overseas, is a whole new energy that I feel from everybody. I'm sure you're feeling it yourself. I mean, in Asia, it was amazing to see what's happened. In Mexico this weekend, amazing what's happening. In the U.S., every single city we went to, from Cedar Rapids to Nebraska to Omaha to other places, we have had to bring more chairs. We've had more people come in. We have seen people that have not been with us for a long time show up. We've seen a lot of new people who are joining us, 25% or more joining us through True Health, which our fat loss product. So there is a whole new inflection point since Manifest that has been really exciting to experience, because we are the startup company story, but with 23 years of experience, which is a big deal because we have both the energy and the excitement of a startup company along with the stability and the security and the predictability of a 23-year-old company. So you put that together with our new brand, our new back office, new product categories such as the True Health. True Health is exploding in Asia, in Korea. This past couple of weeks ago, we launched it. We did $2.4 million in sales in 36 hours. And people would think Korea is not one of those places where, you know, you would think of, you know, lots of fat people who need help with. But it's just the idea that it's become part of the lifestyle of people around the world. I love the idea that we're providing a real solution to a problem that is growing, to a problem that is global, and to a problem that's very serious. As you guys know, many of the things in the sickness industry is directly related to nutrition or exercise, but mostly nutrition. And today, lifestyle type of health issues are more prevalent than anything else. 7 out of 10 deaths in America are directly linked to nutrition or lack of exercise. So we have a real good solution to a global problem. You know, as I spent time in Asia, it was interesting to look at some of the numbers for a country like China, where most people wouldn't think of that as a country that would need, you know, help with weight management. But 92 million people are obese in China. About 100 million more are overweight. So that's a huge number, and no pun intended, and a growing problem. So we believe that, you know, Manatech is really at a right place, at a right time, and with a new story, with certainly the products that are in demand for the market. And, you know, we are also equipping ourselves, and I'm going to end with this. We are equipping ourselves to go into this whole new economy, the social mobile economy, in a big way. It started out with recreating our platform, a technology platform, with our app, with our, you know, My Manatech, with our Manatech.com. All those things that you've seen have had some amazing, dramatic changes made to it that makes it more social-centric, social selling-centric. That makes it a better experience for people, we're going to be striving more and more to be that Amazon experience that everybody, you know, wants. But at the same time, as a company, we are taking some really strong steps to make sure that all of you are equipped with the right skills to participate in this new economy, this social mobile global economy. So on July 30 and 31st, I believe, here in Dallas, I'm going to really, you know, recommend that all of you who are, especially if you are in the Texas area, you need to come down. You need to be part of this day and a half boot camp, social media boot camp. And I would recommend that you talk to as many of your new people as you can and position this as a serendipity of being a part of Manatech. Being a part of Manatech in the future is going to be also, is going to mean being able to tap into this new knowledge, this new skill, this what I would call a life skill for sure, a life skill of being able to participate in this particular economy. So I would definitely say please be here, join us. It's going to be a great time, great learning. Mr. Ray Higdon is amazing. They've had amazing experience in the industry of direct sales, social selling, and obviously in anything that has to do with social media. These guys are expert, both him and his wife, and they're bringing us real-life experience for the industry, which I believe will make us all much better to maximize both what's going on in the industry and what's going on with Manatech today. So, Lydia, hopefully that's my message for this morning. Hope that was helpful. I'm excited. I've never been more excited about Manatech than I am right now. I have never seen more excitement as I've traveled around than I see right now. And we are expecting to break all kinds of records this year as well, both in sales and recruiting. And I expect that we will be the darling story of the industry in next 3 to 5 years, as we have some very very strong plans to be that $500 million company, to be that billion-dollar company, to grow $100 million in 1 year, to create as many presidential, over 500 new presidentials, many, many more members of the million-dollar club. And while we do all of that, and I had the pleasure of having Sarah Bowen with us this weekend in Mexico, and where she was able to share M5M with the folks down there to see the exciting thing that it is for everybody to know that as we grow our business, as we grow our, and transform ourselves financially, that we get a chance to also transform the world and reach out to so many people out there and be able to be a force for good in the world. So anyways, thank you for having me on. I hope this was helpful. I'm going to give it back to you, Lydia. Hello?
I think Lydia was having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, okay. Lydia, can you hear me?
She may have got herself out of the loop, but there are other people who were heard. I heard you, so that was the main thing.
Great call. Thank you, Al.
You are very welcome. I'm going to actually be jumping in another call right now. I got another conference call with Europe. But I love you all, and thank you for all you do, and we'll see you at the meetings. We got a bunch of events coming up, and hopefully I'm going to see a bunch of you in Dallas here for that social media bootcamp.
Thanks a bunch,
Al.
Love you back.
Bye. See you there.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, you guys all have a great week. This call will be posted, and next week we have Sona Vanderhoof on our call. So you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.